Well, Black and White Network, we have definitely seen a change in one John Fetterman. Now, when Fetterman was actually running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, I thought that he was probably going to be the most incompetent senator out there, especially on the Democrat side, because Fetterman suffered a major stroke at the beginning of 2022. And then in the midterms, he was actually elected as senator of Pennsylvania. And I was like, man, I can't believe this happened. The man clearly couldn't do the job. His mind was just kind of gone. He needed like a computer system to comprehend because of the stroke. But however, I was hoping he would actually recover. I didn't want him to suffer. I really didn't. And then we find out when he gets into the Senate, like a year ago, John Fetterman has to go into a mental health facility because he was actually dealing with depression. And we were crushing on his handlers here on this channel, because why in the world would you actually do this to this man? I'm going to stand by, man. He should have never ran for the Senate. He was not in good health to actually do the job. Flash forward now to 2024. We got a whole new John Fetterman, guys. A whole new John Fetterman. I mean, this guy was running on a progressive platform, but John Fetterman, since he has been cured now, he's come out and said, I'm not a progressive. And this guy has been going after the left. Now, I'm not saying he's a MAGA supporter or Trump supporter. No. John Fetterman more than likely is going to vote for Joe Biden. Okay, he is. But base John Fetterman, man, is a real thing now, because he has been coming out and slamming the left, the far left. He said it, man. He said that he wasn't woke. He said that he wasn't a progressive. And boy, if you need any more evidence that John Fetterman is not a progressive, you need to see what he has said to these, I'm going to call them pro-Hamas, not pro-Palestine. These people are pro-Hamas protesters out there. It's astonishing, man. John Fetterman laid the smack down on these people because a couple of them, actually more than a couple of them, they invaded a Starbucks in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Fetterman did not hold back. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. Here we go. Check this out right here. Now, in this video clip, you see this gentleman here with a Palestinian flag. And guess what? This is a white leftist. This is not even a Palestinian. You're also going to see a white woman also. Maybe that's his wife. I don't know. She's doing the same thing. Yes, white leftists are out there invading a Starbucks in the name of Hamas. These people, man, are crazy. This is what John Fetterman actually put out here. He says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but blocking a bridge or berating folks in Starbucks isn't righteous. It just makes you an asshole. Demand Hamas to send every hostage back home and surrender. Yeah, Fetterman, man, he ain't down with what Biden is actually doing now with Israel. I mean, Fetterman refuses to turn his back on Israel. He's not going to bend the knee. But let's go ahead and watch this clip here, guys, of these idiots in Starbucks. Let's roll it.
Thank you.
I think the worker is actually telling them to leave.
Shame on y'all. I hope your coffee and your donuts taste good, mixed with the blood of 35,000 Palestinian people. That's what's in your coffee. That's what's in your tea. Enjoy your meal. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah, these people are deranged, man. These people are deranged. And guess what? Nobody was paying them any attention. Nobody was paying any attention. They just want to go to Starbucks, drink their coffee. I mean, say what you want to say about Starbucks, but the average everyday person, man, a lot of people go to Starbucks, okay? I wanted to bet that the majority of people in America are not really worried about Palestine. You know, unless you actually have a family there or something like that. The average everyday American doesn't care about that. And then you get these woke people going in, interrupting people, having a coffee. Guess what? They're not going to listen. I mean, these leftist men are out of their minds. Now, Fetterman brings up blocking the bridge. He's talking about this. The Golden Gate Bridge, San Francisco. Yeah, communist state, California. 38 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested after shutdown of Golden Gate Bridge, I-880 in Oakland. Yeah, these people, man, really, really, man, want Hamas to take over. I mean, these are people in the United States of America, man. I can't believe this. Listen into this.
Bay and the protest on the Golden Gate Bridge. It began early this morning and officials closed both northbound and southbound lanes for hours.
ABC 7 News reporter Cornell Bernard joins us live with the latest. Cornell, we were with you as those lanes finally reopened several hours ago.
Yeah, Julian and Kristen, what a difference a few hours make. As you can see behind me, the Golden Gate Bridge is open. But, you know, a lot of folks wishing they had worked from home today because this was definitely a commute they will never forget, one for the record books for sure. Here's what it looked like earlier today. Monday morning's commute quickly turning into a Carmageddon nightmare. After pro-Palestinian protesters blocked both lanes of the bridge around 8 o'clock this morning. The demonstration closing the span completely for hours, leaving many drivers confused and frustrated. Traffic was backed up for miles on Highway 101 into the city, into places like Mill Valley, Corte Madera. And emotions were definitely spilling over when motorists confronted protesters on the bridge, and other people say they were just trying to get to medical appointments. Listen.
Hey, you get out of the road! You're being the road! You understand? You think I care? You're in the road!
I'm heading into the city for a medical procedure that involves some stem cells, which are frozen and are now defrosted and waiting for me. I was supposed to have them put in at 9 a.m. this morning. So they have to get in today, so I have to get there.
How are you feeling about all of this?
I'm feeling pretty frustrated. You know what? I believe in the right to protest, and I believe in the right to express your point of view. But I think causing this type of disturbance to thousands and thousands of people isn't.
Yeah, you got the right to protest, but you don't have the right to shut down a bridge when people want to go to medical appointments and want to go to work.
The right way to go about it.
I'm supposed to be at UCSF at 9:30. I left San Rafael at 8:30. And surgery department said I have to be there by 1 or I have to reschedule.
Oh, no.
And I'm supposed to have colon surgery.
Wow.
Mr. O'Donnelly was hopeful that he could make his medical appointment today. The CHP says they arrested about 20 people here on the bridge, allowing it to reopen by late morning. We're live on the Golden Gate Bridge, Cornell.
Yeah, so you see that right there, man. These people are out of their minds. Out of their minds, man. The left going way too far, man. Way, way, way too far. And this is the people, man, that Joe Biden wants to pander to now for votes. These are the kind of people, man, that Joe Biden is expecting to put him back in the White House. Deranged people, man. Completely crazy. But shout out to John Fetterman, man, for calling this out. because he's right on the money. Never thought that I would actually be praising John Fetterman. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.